We're speaking with Tom Callahan, the Vice President and Strategy Officer for Bioscience Connecticut. Tom, thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you, Chris.
Take us through some of the milestones.
Well, you start with essentially getting the legislation enacted last year. The legislation was important. It provided a clear pathway forward that wasn't contingent on anything further than moving forward with the plan. So that was critical piece number one. The second piece is, in order for us to achieve the financial viability for the hospital, we needed to move forward with Connecticut Children's in integrating the neonatal intensive care unit here with Connecticut Children's, thereby providing us with an additional 40 beds and 10 more that we'll add to the license to give us 50. Those agreements had to be negotiated, and they were the negotiations were completed, and the NICU was integrated effective in September. Over the course of the summer, as just after Bioscience Connecticut got done, the administration began discussions with Jackson Labs. We started people like Mark Lalonde, myself, Tom Trotter, Bruce Liang, others in terms of the working with the administration and discussing the possibility of bringing Jackson to Connecticut in August of last year. By the middle of September, there was an agreement in place between the administration and the health center in Jackson in terms of what the outline of an arrangement might be. The governor got the General Assembly to approve the bill in October. There was some serious negotiations that went on between the state, both at Connecticut Innovations, the state represented by Connecticut Innovations, the health center in Jackson. Those agreements were finalized in less than 60 days and presented to the State Bond Commission and funded by the State Bond Commission in February of this year, which then put Jackson in a position to actually not only they don't have to wait for the construction of their new building, which is scheduled to be completed at the end of 2014, but we are leasing them about 14,000 square feet of space on the health center's campus. They have already completed the renovation of 10,000 square feet of that space so that they can begin to bring both their bench and their computer scientists, their bioinformatics staff, as well as the people who will be responsible for overseeing the construction and the administration of the building. So that piece is in place. It's a very significant development for the state of Connecticut and a very significant development for the health center, because Jackson is an 80-year-old plus independent research organization that is globally recognized for the work it has done in genetics and using genes and genetics as a way of understanding human disease and the cause of disease and cures for disease. They're going to come to Connecticut to build on that legacy and build on that history and legacy, and work with respect to the human genome as they go forward here. So that's very important for us. Before you can build anything, anywhere, any place, anytime, especially in the state of Connecticut, you need a set of approvals that come from the state that included a comprehensive environmental impact evaluation that accounted for the renovation of all the space that we're doing, the construction of about 750,000 square feet of new space that will be constructed over the course of the next 6 years. It was one of the more comprehensive environmental impact evaluations that was completed in the state in quite some time. That was done in less than 6 months. We have our initial permits from the Department of Environmental Energy and Environmental Protection that are necessary to start construction. So those pieces are in place. They've just been those pieces are running along on a parallel tracks as buildings are being designed, renovations are being designed, and then the kind of it puts us in a position where at the end of this year we will start a series of construction projects that run like this. The garage starts next week on June 11th. The next thing to come will be to start the renovation of the L building in November, and also the clearing of the space on the lower campus in November for Jackson Lab to start construction. Jackson will start their construction in January of 2013. We'll start construction on the new hospital in April of 2013, and we'll start construction of the new ambulatory care facility in June of 2013. So it's the work to put you in a position to start construction in terms of design and the engineering associated with that is quite extensive, and our team has done a great job of putting that together.
There's a lot still ahead of us, but what a difference a year makes.
Yeah, it does. It's been a great year. There's a lot of people who've worked extremely hard, both at the health center and folks within other branches of the state government that have helped with a level of coordination in securing approvals and permits, helping us overcome some of the issues that we've had to overcome over the course of last year. So it's been a remarkable effort. It really has been. I think, you know, from the vantage point of the health center, if you look back even 12 months ago, we were at a place where the future was pretty unknown. We had just learned that the federal grant that we'd been relying on for the hospital was not going to be funded. We had a new governor who was elected but was putting together his administration. It was not until last April that there was last May until there was a plan to go forward to bring to the General Assembly that the governor endorsed. And a year later, we've gotten the necessary permits to start construction. We were about to start construction. We have entered into a series of agreements with Jackson Labs so that Jackson will land on our campus. And actually, they've already landed. They've finished essentially the improvements that are necessary for them to occupy some temporary space here on campus. So things are have moved fairly rapidly, fairly quickly over the course of the last year. We all have a lot to be thankful for.
All right.
Okay.
Tom Callahan, the Vice President and Strategy Officer for BioScience Connecticut, thank you for giving us some time today.
Thank you, Chris.